The Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph has a discussion of when you're supposed to make Havdalah. Are you supposed to make Havdalah first in Tefillah and then Alakos? And the Gemara goes through the history of how the Takana worked. And the Gemara raises an objection along the way and basically discusses the Shita of Amar Ravi Tema Reish Lakish V'Amri La Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish D'Amri Tarvayu. Some say it was Rav, some say Reish Lakish, and some say it was Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish together, say the following idea. Kol ha-mevarech bracha she'in etzricha over mishum lo sisa. So if you make a bracha that is unnecessary, if you say what we would call nowadays a bracha levatala, so that is a violation of lo sisa she'im Hashem elokecha lashav. That is one of the Ten Commandments, the Aseres Adibros, that one is not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. So that has relevance to the discussion of when to say Havdalah or not, when Tefillah versus Alakos, etc. But either way, this statement unto itself is one that needs a lot of explanation. So the Shita seems to be that if you make a Bracha Levatala or a Bracha Shein Etzricha, you have now violated one of the Aseres Hadibros. So is this really to be taken literally or not? So this is subject to Machlokes amongst the Rishonim. So you have the Shita HaTosfos. Tosfos is not found here. In Maseches Brachos, found in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Interestingly, in the same exact daf, but as it is in Brachos in terms of the Gemara, but the Tosfos is in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So I'll read you some of the lashon of the Tosfos. So there, Mishum Demavarech Brach Shein Etzricha V'Kav Mishum Baltisa Leika. In this context, without getting to what Tosfos is discussing over there, it says there is no Isser of Losisa Shem Hashem Lokecha. Dahahi drasha derabbanan. That is only a drasha on a derabbanan level, meaning that iser that sounds like it is an iser d'oraisa is in fact only an iser derabbanan. Da'amar pirak mishameso, because the Gemara said previously in Maseches Brachos on Daf Chafal from Adav Safek Kara Misviat Safek Lo Kara Choser Vekore Velo Asrina Misafek Mishum Lo Sisa. So it doesn't say that we're going to aser the possibility, meaning if you say, maybe I didn't say Emes V'yatzev, maybe I did, so what's going to come at the end of Emes V'yatzev? Baruch Ato Hashem, Go'al Yisrael. So you're going to make a bracha at the end. You have a suffix, maybe it's going to be a bracha levatola. So the Gemara could have said, no, we're not gonna say Emes V'yatzev Misafik, because it's going to lead to the possibility of being Motzi Shem Shemayim levatola and violating Losis Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. So we're not afraid of that suffix. So he says, therefore, it must be that this is not really an Isser D'oraisa. He says, Tosfos Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala Dasrin Perakam Detmura Midichsiv Es Hashem Lokecha Tira Hani Mili Below Bracha. And so when do we say that you're violating an Isser D'oraisa of mentioning Hashem's name for no reason? That's only when you say Hashem's name when it's not in the context of a bracha. But let's say I say, Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael, and I was not really chayav to make that bracha, that is not an Isser D'oraisa according to Tosfos, and the reason being that I am still saying something which is 100% true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael. If I just say when I'm not chayav a shakol mi'ebed varo, so I do that, I am not violating Losisa because I'm making a statement of fact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who everything came due to his dibor. So therefore, I'm not in violation of an Isser D'oraisa when I do any of these things. That is the Shita of Tosfos, that as long as you're not just stam saying Hashem's name for no reason or associated with some kind of a falsehood, you are not in violation of the Isser of Losis Hashem Hashem Alkecha Lashav. However, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, of Hilchos Brachos writes, Kol Mevarech Bracha Shein Etzricha, Harei Zeh Nosei Shem Shamayim Lashav. If a person makes a bracha that is unnecessary, then he is in violation of saying Hashem's name in vain. V'arehu k'nishba lashav, and it's the same iser as swearing falsely in Hashem's name. V'asur lanos achrav amen, and this is straight out of the Gemara, you're not allowed to answer amen after such a bracha. And then he goes on to some exceptions to the rule, maybe for the purpose of teaching children how to make brachos, you can say a bracha levatala, but here we're saying that it is in fact to be taken literally in the Gemara, that if you make a bracha shein etzricha, bracha levatala, you are saying Hashem's name in vain. So this is the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. How do we understand the iser to say Hashem, to say a bracha levatala? Is that actually the iser of losis Hashem Hashem elokecha lashav? Okay, now regarding this matter, the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, So there is a long comment in the Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam are the long footnotes that the Chayei Adam has on the bottom of the page. This is in Klal Hey Sif Aleph, and the Nishmas Adam does an excellent job going through the different shitos and trying to line up the various Rishonim. In the middle of the Nishmas Adam's lengthy discussion, he has really a fascinating kasha on the shita of the Rambam. And I'll read you the lashon over here. He says, "Ach mashet tzarech iyun, I isa de bracha levatala havi daraisa." If you're going to say that making a bracha levatala is an isa daraisa, like the Rambam, al mas samchu chacham letakin kol habrachos. What were the chachamim relying on to actually invent brachos? Uminasam. Rishus, where did they get permission from to make brachos? V'David HaMelech Omar, Olav HaShalom She'amar, Baruch Ato Hashem Landeni Chukecha Mihitulo. Where did David HaMelech get the right to say Hashem's name? V'ot Tzarechi and Shari HaRamam, Kaz Perek Dal Michin Estapek Lo Embeirech HaMotzi Inu Chozer Mavarech. V'chin Kaz Perek Ches. The Rambam himself writes that if you have a suffik bracha rishona, you don't make another bracha. V'sof Perek Beis, Shem Kazavim Ne'elam Mimenu Embeirech Berek Samazen Chozer Mavarech. But if you have a suffik, whether or not you benched, then you go back and bench. V'ahinu mishum shu suffik de'oraisa. That is due to the fact that it's a suffik de'oraisa. Mabakach. Kevan de'gam l'shitasa bracha levatala hu de'oraisa. So he says, so what? According to the Rambam Shita, bracha levatala is an isra de'oraisa. So if you have a suffik de'oraisa, maybe you should bench, maybe you shouldn't. So you also have a suffik d'oraisa in the other direction. Maybe you shouldn't bench because you're going to be saying a bracha levatala. And this is a very strong kasha, because he's saying that the whole logic doesn't follow. If making brachos levatala is an isra d'oraisa, so then every bracha on a derabbanan, meaning the rabbanan invented a bracha, that bracha is motzi shem shemayim levatala, because the Torah didn't tell you to say that bracha. And therefore, every time you make a bracha, you're violating this Isser Daraisa. So every time, what do we say? That Yeshalem Koch, Biyad Chacham, Lakra, Davar Men HaTorah? You're being over Davar Men HaTorah, Bekum Va'aseh, by saying Hashem's name in vain. And every single time you're making a bracha, you're violating Isser Daraisa? So it's very hard to understand. This is the bomb kasha that the Nishmas Adam has against the Rambam. Okay, so before we get back to the kasha, so if we just take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. He says, this is in Reish Tez Vav, Siv Dalet, Kol Mavarech, Brach Shein Etzricha, Reza Nose Shem Shemayim Lashav, Vareu Kenishba Lashav, Asur Lanos Achrov Amen. Exactly the Lashon of the Rambam. Sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam against Tosfos, and the Mishnah Berurah picks up on this, and he says in Sivkat Mechaf, this is the Lashon of the Rambam, and he's basing himself on the Gemara and Brachas that we started with. So he says, nevertheless, the das kama rishonim deikar isur midirabbanon kevin shumazkir bebracha derech shevach vehoda. He says, this is not the isur d'oraisa. You're praising Hashem in a positive way. V'kruas machta ba'alma. This pasuk is not an isur d'oraisa. It's an isur d'rabbanon. They used it as an asmachta. So he says, but if you're going to say it mamish for no reason with no bracha, that's the isur d'oraisa, that you're violating a mitzvah saseh of es Hashem Elokecha tira, etc. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there maybe the majority of Rishonim are against the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Says Mikol Makom, Bein Ladas Rambam, Bein Lashari Poskim, and Nistapik Lo Alisa Brachim Berech Alo, Imu Davar Shum Medaraisa Chozim Mavarech Medarabanan Lo Yachzim Mavarech Umashma Mikam Achronim De Isser Yesh Bedavar Laksu Lavarech. So he says, still, even according to the Rambam, we know we paskin Safik Brachos Lahakel on most Darabanan Brachos, which is most Brachos, and on a Safik Daraisa, which is Berchas Hamazon, maybe Berchas HaTorah. The Bir Halacha discusses that issue. And therefore, we are makel on any kind of Safik Brachos, if it's not Berchas Hamazon. But yes, by Berchas HaMazon, we do repeat the benching if we have a suffik, assuming the guy ate Kedei Sevilla. Okay, so just to try to explain a little bit, maybe what the Shitas HaRambam is, based on the Gemara's comment in Maseches Chagiga and Daf Yudches Samed Aleph, where the Gemara there is discussing exactly when you're allowed to do Malacha on Yantif, when you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yantif. So the Gemara there goes back and forth based on the Psukim, and they said, really, there's an Isser Malacha on all of the days of Yantif, all 7 days of Pesach, and all 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. But during the Chol HaMoed, during the middle days, so we have a klal which says, and the lashon of the Gemara is, "Ha lo masran akasuv ela lachachamim lo mar lacha eze yom aser veeze yom muter." It's that the whole Torah was given over to the chachamim to explain to you which days are aser to do malacha and which days are muter. Ezo malacha asur veezo malacha muteris, and which types of malacha are aser and which types of malacha are muter. In other words, there's this klal in the Torah, and the Torah is telling you that you give over to the chachamim the right to interpret what is the definition of malacha and which days malacha is going to be muter and aser, and which malachas are going to be muter on those muter days. And therefore, the chachamim have a lot of license to interpret the Torah as they see fit based on this idea. Now, how do we apply that to our case? I think it's very simple how the Rambam understands the concept of bracha levatala, meaning, really, there is an iser unequivocally to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. You're not allowed to say Hashem's name when it's not warranted. So what is the definition of warranted? So the Chachamim have the right to determine that there are certain times where it is very much appropriate to say the name of Hashem, right? We actually have a mitzvah in the Torah, Uvishmo Tishaveh. That's a discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban over there, whether there is a mitzvah to swear in the name of Hashem. But within the Shitas HaRambam, that yes, there is a time where one should mention the name of Hashem in the context of proper Yerushamayim, in the context of without getting involved in that whole long discussion, within the right context, there is an idea that it could even be a mitzvah to mention the shame of Hashem in the context of some type of a shvuah. So too, the Chachamim understood that there is an appropriate time to make brachos. We have this svara. And the Svara says, "Asur lehanas min olam hazeh b'lo bracha," that a person is supposed to make brachos, whether they are bracha rishona, bracha achrona, birkas haTorah, birkas haMitzvah, all of these different types of brachos that the Chachamim saw fit to institute, and that is based on the klal of, on one hand, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. On the other hand, lo masran haTorah ela lechachamim, masran haKasav ela chachamim, to tell us when are the appropriate times to say Hashem's name and when. Is it not an appropriate time? So when we have this idea that Chazal said you dafka should mention the name of Hashem, i.e. when it is appropriate to make a bracha, then it's not that the Chachamim are going against the Torah, but hey, it's worth it because we want you to make brachos. It's that's gufa, what the Torah is telling you to do, to make positive brachos with the name of Hashem in the right context. However, if you're then going to go ahead and make these brachos in a way where Chazal never instituted them, and you were never told that this is an appropriate way to use the bracha and to say the Shem Hashem, now you're in violation of the entire Issa D'Oraisa because you're not following the words of the Chachamim. You're just sort of doing it on your own, and thus you are in violation of the Issa D'Oraisa. So this is one of those concepts where you have every once in a while. A lot of times, based on the way the system that Chazal set up works, is that you have the Issa D'Oraisa, and then there's a little bit of a buffer created in the middle with the Issa D'Rabbanan, and then there's Heter Gomer, or the positive thing to do on the other end of things. Here, you basically have, if you're going to make a bracha in the right way, so you're doing a very positive mitzvah mid'Rabbanan, in certain contexts D'Oraisa, like benching. And on the other hand, if you're going to do it in the wrong way, there is no buffer, meaning the Chachamim didn't institute it, and therefore you are in violation of the Issa D'Oraisa, Bracha Levatala, or Bracha Shein Etzricha, and there's really no middle ground. Perhaps that's one way to explain the Shita of the Rambam.